think they're shaping up well. Domestically, I think certainly the form domestically has improved as the season's gone on. No, I think Celtic have a major chance in this tie. I think it's a 50-50 game. I think they're playing an Inter side who certainly aren't tearing up any trees at the moment. I think they've won three games since November. They'll still have a threat with the likes of Icardi and Shaqiri. But, you know, Celtic, I think they'll give Inter a real run for the money. But I think there's a disappointing thing from Celtic's point of view is, Commons picked up a hamstring injury at the weekend, and Lustig, he looks to have a pretty serious injury. And I think if Celtic miss those two players, that could have a bit of an impact on the team. But having said that, it's up to, players to step in, the likes of Armstrong and Mackay Stevens. So that'll be interesting to see whether Ronnie Dyler uses them for Europe. But, no, I think Celtic's problem in European competition this year has been, they've leaked too many goals. I'm hoping that they've learned the lessons. But, they stand a chance against Mancini, I'm sure of it. I think the problem Celtic have domestically is the players aren't really being tested. Having said that, that's not the players' fault. They can only do the job and win games comfortably, which they are doing. You're just hoping that, because they're winning so easily, that they're not switching off in any way, because this will be a totally different game. This is the big tie of the round for me. Two real giants of European football, obviously both won the European Cup. A lot of talk up in Glasgow is about the Lisbon line, the 67 team. And, it's going to be a big night at Celtic Park. I think the Celtic players, this is the game that they will remember from this season. Winning the treble, it looks like they're going to do that. But having said that, as a player, this is the game that the Celtic players will want to play in and prove a point. And, I genuinely believe they have a chance. Mancini, interestingly, called the players a bunch of chickens after the Napoli defeat. I think the players are taking that too well. But Shaqiri, I like him. He's pitching up on the right-hand side, although he's a left-footer. But no, I mean, he's a top player. And, obviously he came from Bayern Munich and wasn't getting a game there, which, may be understandable. But he's looked a real threat in recent weeks. And they've got the boy up front, Icardi, who's a 21-year-old Argentinian who's seeming to attract a lot of attention from English clubs especially. I think he scored two at the weekend again against Palermo, but he looks to be a real prospect. I mean, as I say, the longer it's gone on for Mancini since he's taken over, I think it was in November, he struggled to make his mark at the moment. Now, this Europa League is a competition where, he can seriously make a mark if they go all the way. So they'll be taking this game, this competition, probably more serious than any others. I think there's so many good teams left in the competition. Liverpool have the work cut out against Besiktas. They're flying this season. But, I mean, you look at the likes of Napoli, Wolfsburg. I mean, Villarreal, Salzburg, looked a decent side. Tottenham seems to be improving all the time. I mean, there's so many good sides left